Earners, what's up? Look, in the world of personal finance management, finding the right tool is crucial. If you've been relying on Mint to keep your personal finances in check, I got a mix of news for you. Mint is closing down. But here's a silver lining. Monarch Money is stepping up as the go-to financial app, and users, including myself, are making the switch with a smile. Before Monarch, juggling my finances felt like navigating a stormy sea. Other apps either lacked features or were too cumbersome. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design turned financial management from a chore into a breeze. The constant updates, well, that's the cherry on top. But what truly set it apart for me was its collaboration feature. Money matters can strain relationships, but Monarch brings peace to the table. The app's collaboration tools allow my partner and I to seamlessly manage our finances together. We aligned on our budgets, tracked our cash flow, and even planned our future goals all in one place. Speaking of goals, be it saving for a down payment, your dream vacation, or your children's education, Monarch simplifies it all. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal hailed it as the best budgeting app. This isn't just an app. It's the next generation of personal finance management, ad-free, intuitive, and always evolving with you in mind. Now look, Monarch isn't just another app. It's the all-in-one solution, from effortlessly importing your data from Mint to customizing your dashboard to your heart's content. Monarch respects your privacy with a strict no ads, no data selling policy. This is financial management as it should be, focused on you. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/Mondays. That's monarchmoney.com/Mondays for your extended 30-day free trial.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
It's interesting with all the sanctions, and Shai is correct. Like, as we're driving around and seeing, you know, a lot of people are protesting against what's happening in Ukraine, we got an interesting question, and Mike and myself were having this. Somebody was asking, is this a good time to be shorting Russian stocks, or are we trading the ruble, or are we shorting it? Because obviously when you see an entire stock market drop 45% in a day, which is like, wow, I mean, we can't even fathom that, but like, is this a good time if we're trying to make trades?
The Russian stock market is closed right now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, for, like,
look it up. They closed.
Wow. Yeah.
Wow. They halted trading.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. The all-time low was $10.34 for RSX. It's at 10.78. They halted.
What? Can you explain to them what RSX?
RSX is like their equivalent of their index. Mm-hmm. So how you have VOO for the S&P 500, RSX is their index equivalent. So
that's the first thing I looked at.
Yeah.
So it hit its all-time low.
Yeah, because it probably would have went to a dollar if they would have frozen.
And I think
halted trading.
Yeah, the reason why is because sanctions mm-hmm. have been put in place. Heavy sanctions have been put in place on the Russian economy, on Russian oligarchs, mm-hmm. which is the ruling class. Like, even out here, what team is it? Chelsea.
Yep.
The owner of Chelsea is a Russian oligarch.
Oligarch.
Yeah. And they're talking about taking his team. Right.
Yeah, yeah. So I actually took the notes on that. So Rabanovich is his last name. If you're a Chelsea fan, I'm sure you know, or if you're a fan of Premier League. And so what he is decided to do is he tried to put the team into a trust. He was going to hand over the mm-hmm. rights to it into a trust because of the sanctions. Now, they said that Ukraine has reached out to him in support, and people don't really know how the conversation is going, but you know, if they're freezing your assets and you're in a country mm-hmm. like the UK and you're getting your money is tied in Russia, you can obviously see how this could become a problem. And we'll see how that's going to pan out.
So how do we, let's have a political talk briefly. How do we think this is going to play out? Because the economy is crashing. Mm-hmm. Stock market is crashing. They're putting embargoes in place. They're not going to let the sports teams play.
Yeah, they just got banned.
They got banned from
FIFA.
From FIFA.
And UEFA. So they originally, and I think they did it in a few, maybe the prior Olympics or in Tokyo, where they didn't come in as Russia. They were the United Federation.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Spring is in the air at Littleton Coin Company, and we want to help you brighten your collection. Visit us at littletoncoin.com all month long to enjoy 15% off your purchase. With a wide selection of coins, paper money, supplies, and more, Littleton Coin Company has something for every collector's taste. Use promo code SPRING at littletoncoin.com for 15% off your purchase all month long. Restrictions apply. Littleton Coin Company. Serving collectors since 1945.
Yeah. Russia. And so they were trying to do that with the FIFA, with the World Cup is going to be on this summer. And yesterday they ruled like, no, if you can't participate anything with the Russian name. And so they've been banned from that in UEFA. And they got games to qualify for the World Cup in the next couple months. So, you know, it's just a shame for these athletes as well.
And the oligarchs, they're freezing their accounts all across the world. They're trying to freeze their accounts, cancel their passports, kick their kids out of private school. The reason why the ruling class is so important is that their society is a little different than American society. There's always a ruling class, but they really have like a real ruling class where it's like a select group of people that became tremendously rich after the fall of the Soviet Union and like billionaires. So these are like the guy that owned the Brooklyn Nets and they own sports teams. And even when we was coming to London, it was like the most expensive flat in the world, which they call apartment a flat, $280 million was bought by a Russian billionaire. So they have property and they have businesses all across the world in Asia, in Europe, in America. So now to stop their money internationally, they do a lot of stuff internationally. Yeah. So to stop their money internationally, that's going to put a lot of pressure on the Kremlin, because the only thing that people really respect in this world is money. And now when you start to, you know, play with people's money, it's like, all right, you're taking this too far. So that's the theory, where it's like, before it escalates into a physical war, let's do economic war. So I'll start, Ian. What's your thoughts on the geopolitical landscape? How do you think this is going to play out?
It's not going to be good for Russia until China says, hey, we're going to back them. This will set the stage for China to potentially invade Taiwan. That's what I'm really worried about. At first, I didn't think the sanctions were going to matter, but Biden, I have to admit, I've been hard on the last 5-6 weeks. Swift with this. Like, they kicked off the banking system. Like you said, the money, it's $1 trillion in assets that are frozen.
Yeah.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Like
they said, it's unprecedented. 48 hours. I was in the cab today, and they were saying like Europe, America, kind of been soft on like freezing the ruling class's money for 20 years. But they was like, in 48 hours, it's kind of unprecedented. the level of
Switzerland got involved,
yeah,
which they never do.
Yeah,
I really hope Russia and China do not team up though, because if you even think about like worldwide and how much like land China owns, especially in regards to Africa and stuff like that, like that's going to be insane.
Scary.
I my personal opinion is that it de-escalates pretty quickly because they're already in negotiation. I heard a diplomat from Ukraine and Russia, they're already in conversations.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, Putin, it was just like a force of power, flex of power.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's a situation that he can't win. And I don't think China's going to fully just jump in it because it's probably not going to be advantageous for them either at this point. So I think it kind of de-escalates. I hope it de-escalates, but I think that if I had to put a bet on it, it will de-escalate like in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah.
But it's interesting. We'll see.
Yeah. I mean, the same day that this invasion happened, there was jets flying over Taiwan from China. And so, I mean, the timing of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know how coincidental that is, but
I don't believe in coincidence.
It's pretty interesting, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And then China hasn't declared that they didn't agree with Russia's move. So, like, Russia's like Omar from The Wire. Everyone's afraid. Like, he's the bully walking up the block with the gun, but it's like, they don't have enough power to take down Ukraine. U.S. should have defended Ukraine, but they're technically not an ally, so I get it. Ukraine is technically, I understand Putin's perspective because he feels like so much has been taken from his people and his country that he wants that land back, but it wasn't thought out strategically enough. And then when you have the entire world putting a spotlight on you to then attack you, and to win a war, you need allies.
Yeah. And like I said, China, they're not stupid.
No.
Even if they really, really want to back the situation, they're looking at it like he's like a mad dog right now.
Yeah.
And the whole world is against him. It's probably not the best time to just publicly link it.
Yeah.
Not going to happen.
Yeah, but keep your eyes on China and Taiwan. Also, TSM, we talked about that before.
Yes.
My biggest fear is that they'll invade and take that property over. And once they have it, then what? If they get their chip manufactured, that is a hell of a chess
move. Talking about, and we used to, I mean, I remember when we were starting to do Market Mondays, when we were speaking about TSM, we were like, oh, it's 50% of the world's chips, 50%. But as, you know, the supply chain has dwindled, it's now like almost 60% of the world's chips. And so you can imagine if this country even gets invaded, what that now does to the world supply chain as far as semiconductors. So it's interesting, man. Like these geopolitical issues become real financial issues really quickly.
But it's also important for people to educate themselves on a broader scale because, like, everybody's, like, up in arms about this situation, like, but, I mean, every country has a history.
Yeah.
I mean, Puerto Rico still is a U.S. territory without the full rights of U.S. citizens. Yeah. And I used to live in Hawaii, which was actually a real country before it got annexed.
Yeah.
Not that long ago. Like 60, 50 years ago.
It's not that long ago.
1945.
Yeah, like you just literally took a country, Alaska also. But Hawaii is like a full nation with kings, a whole monarch system and everything. And America just came in, changed everything, put them under the flag.
Yeah.
So it's like we kind of have.
Where'd they learn that from?
Huh?
I said, where'd America learn that from?
Britain. Uh-huh. Yeah. But I'm just saying, it's like, you know, it's important to be fully educated and know, like,
and that's two interesting points no one is talking about. We'll touch on them quick, but President's son had a business in one of these countries, and also Vitalik of Ethereum is Russian.
Yeah. He spoke out about the Russian. He said even though he's Russian, he doesn't agree with what Russia is doing.
Yeah.
He'll probably never come back to Russia again.
Yeah. Well, he said he didn't have to. He's like,
well,
Ethereum's neutral. Mm-hmm. I'm not for this.
My graduates from my school being Forbes, bag drop. a mic drop, bag drop.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.